how I quitted my job for wholesale real estate after making $100,000 and why you shouldn't do that. All right, so let's talk about this real quick. There's a question. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this edition, we're talking about how I quitted my job for wholesale real estate after making $100,000 and why you shouldn't do that. All right, so let's talk about this real quick. There's a question that came in and I wanted to, you know, address the question and then because I see a lot of people falling for this trap here. Yes, I did quit my job after I closed my first deal in December 2005. That's after like 1 year of hustle, and but also to be fair, I was doing my master's degree at the same time, so I'll be distracted, and you know, it took me about a year after buying my $3,000 course, then I closed my first deal in December 2005. And what I wanted to share with you there is that is when should you quit your job? Should you ever quit your job? Is that even necessary? You know, and there are 3 points I want to share with you. That there are 3 specific points, fact, things you need to know before you decide on that at all. And I want to share that with you. In October 2006, so basically October 2006, about 10 months later, I had like $100,000 sitting in my account, and that I was working for FedEx. You know, if you know my story, I worked for FedEx for 7 years. Okay, so between 1999 throughout my college years, and then a little bit beyond after I graduated, I worked for FedEx, and then I quit in October 2006. So that's basically about what, 10 months? 10 months after I closed my first deal. But basically I had $100,000 sitting in my account, about that much sitting in my bank account. And I decided to throw in the towel. Basically, I picked up, it was like 6 in the morning. I used to go to early morning shift. Basically, I delivered the first priority overnight deliveries in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And, you know, it was getting cold. It's October, right? So it was getting cold and I started to feel the cold. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I need to keep doing this. I wanted to be safe, which is why I stayed there that long. And by the way, I got my master's degree a little bit over a year before that. So I got my master's degree in May of 2005. So I stayed at FedEx working part time, making what, $25,000-$30,000 per year. I was making $300 a week. That was the amount. And so if you do the math, I would take some of that money and do direct mailing, and that's how I built the business. Okay. Focus, and I targeted pre-foreclosure list for the most part. So so basically, if you do the math, that's a little bit over a year I still stayed at FedEx with a master's degree, a first degree in computer engineering and master's degree in engineering management. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is, number one, I have a question here I'm going to answer in a second, but also to give you maybe a couple of perspectives, things you should consider. Three main things you should consider before you quit your job, okay? But before I get into that, look at this question. This person says, I'm 19 years old, currently in college. I'm going to school for cybersecurity, but ever since I've learned about real estate, I've become obsessed. So obsessed that I've thought about dropping out of school and pursuing real estate full time. I'm young and eager, but maybe I just need to relax. I'm just afraid to take risk because that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. It's not necessarily true, but I want some opinions. Have you ever changed career-wise and later regret it? I'm almost done, and then I'll have my associate's degree, but man, I just want to go all in on real estate. All right, so three things. I want to share my story with you. I shared a little bit of that with you, okay? And so I shared that with you already. That's the first thing. Just understand my own journey. I have 2 degrees. If you watch my story, in some places I will say, hey, I have a BS, which really stands for BS. You know, that's what marketing, sales, storytelling sound like, you know? Basically, I felt in between, on and off, like it was a waste of time. But there were times, I'll tell you right now, in the last 15 years of my journey, there are times that I just say, thank you, God, that I finished my degree. Okay, I had moments like that, but I've also had moments where I feel like it was a complete waste of time, right? So that's the reality of it. You're gonna have moments where you appreciate doing it. You're gonna have moments that you're gonna be like, oh, that was a waste of time. Okay, overall, we're in a different time and age. Okay, I have two sons, right, and they will almost be in high school very soon. And my take on it is, if they know already what they want to do, they can go all in on that and go hard. That's my take on that. Okay, as far as should you go to college, should you not go to college, if you have any doubt at all, which this person has some doubts, right, I would say go to college. Okay, if you have any doubt, go to college. Okay, all right. So go to college. The other thing you should understand also about business is that we're in the digital age. You don't have to quit nothing to do this business. You could do this business on 2 hours per week. And actually, if you understand that part of the game, you get to make more money than the people who quit for this game. How do I know? Because when I have too much open-ended time on my hands, I tend to make decisions on impulse that tend to hurt my business. Like, reverse opposite, it hurts my business. But when you're limited on time and you know exactly, cut through exactly what you need to do step by step, and you're limited to 1, 2, 3, 4 hours in a week, you actually get a lot more done. It's about getting things done. You don't get paid for doing things, you get paid for getting things done. So that's something you should pay attention to, okay? So now let's get back into this email really quickly, and there's some few points I wanna point out there. I'm 19 years old, which means you're extremely young. This is zero reason for you to quit college to go do a business. That means you have time in your hands, possibly, and you could do a business and go to college at the same time. And by the way, execution is about execution and getting things done. It's not about activities all over the place that you can't account for. It's not about acting like you're in the business too, but really nothing is going on. It's about getting things done, okay? Currently in college, I'm going to school for cybersecurity, which can be a very lucrative arena. But ever since I've learned about real estate, I've become obsessed. It's natural for you to be obsessed about a new idea you just learned. And you have all these testimonials, everyone. It seems like everyone is making money, but the truth of the matter is this. Majority of people you see commenting on YouTube, majority of people you see talking on the groups are not doing deals and they're not making money. That's the honest truth, okay? There are a few people, the cream will always rise to the top, and they usually don't have the time to be commenting on YouTube. They don't have the time. They try to squeeze in a few time to listen to podcasts, to watch videos during lunch breaks. Those are the people that are actually the most productive in the game. So I want you to keep that in mind. So obsession, I guess it can be a healthy thing. If you're following Greg Cardone, you should be obsessed to a certain level, but you should also understand you have to find the balance between being strategic and being obsessed, okay? So obsessed that I've thought about dropping out of school, right? So you're thinking randomly, you're not really being strategic with your thoughts, you're just emotionally consumed by the possibilities. That's a beautiful thing, but calm down. Like you said yourself, you're young, you're eager, but maybe you should relax. I think you should relax and take your time, educate yourself, understand that this is entrepreneurship. Like you rightfully said, entrepreneurship does not mean you take risk. It means you take assessed risk. Those are two different things. Risk is gambling. Assessed risk is being strategic about your next move, understanding the game, but also leaving room to learn more along the way and not making any decision off of just how you feel in any given moment, right? I'm not afraid to take risks because that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. No, it's not. It's assessed risk. It's educating yourself. It's about being a professional, okay? But I want some opinions. Have you ever changed career-wise and later regret it? I've never regret anything because the past is just the past. It's an illusion. It's all in my brain. Future is also in my brain, which is also why you should not use your anxiety about what you just learned to decide for your future. What have you learned today? How can you execute on it? Provided you stay doing everything else you're doing, execute on what you've learned, and then eventually, okay, what you want to do, okay, is don't quit what you're doing, don't quit your job, don't quit your school, don't quit anything you're doing right now. Try to execute while you're doing those things, right? That's the second thing I wanted to show you, okay? I shared my story with you. Second thing, I just showed you why you should not quit your job, because it's not about taking risk. No, it's about taking assessed risk, okay? And then the third thing you should know is replace your income first, okay? That means you actually have income generated to replace these other things, and in reality, you replace it, you swap it. But if you don't have the income, right, you're not replacing activities, you're not replacing the act of doing business, you're replacing the income. You need to replace the income first before you, so there's no really quitting the job, you're just replacing your income. Just keep that at the back of your mind, okay? So hopefully that was possible. Now with digital marketing, everything I just said is a lot more easier because you don't have to leave your house. You can learn the skills, you can spend 1 hour per day executing one thing one step at a time as you learn, as you move forward without interrupting anything else you have going on in your life. Maybe you could take a little bit away from the playtime, right? But not quitting your job, because if you have to look over your shoulder on income, and you're working this business in a desperate manner, you will make stupid mistakes. You will never make money from this business if you're operating from a place of fear. You need to be very confident. You need to understand this is just like any other thing in life. You need to educate yourself, take your time. But the fact that you're here is already beautiful. It's already a great thing that you're already learning this game, that you're even exposed to it, because most human beings will never be exposed to this, or they have a blocked ear for this kind of stuff. So it's already a good thing. You don't have to overkill when it comes to the Kumbaya stuff, okay? So with that being said, if you really want to learn more about this stuff, I definitely recommend my book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You go download it for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as well for free. It's my newest book. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. All right, that's what I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened. Hopefully you've been educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.